All right, welcome everyone. We had a nice dinner together, soup supper. I hope that was a good time of great food, but connection with each other, that's really important. But now it's time to turn our hearts on what God has for us tonight, to share with God the concerns we have in our hearts, prayers tonight, and also to hear what he has for us. To kind of set the theme for tonight, I just looked this up, that the average person today will change their career 3 times. Does that surprise you? 3 times? The average person 18 to 48 will change jobs how many times? So careers, they'll change careers 3 times in their lifetime. You know, plumber to teacher to something else. But how many different jobs will someone have in their lifetime? 5? The average person nowadays, 12 jobs. We'll have 12 different jobs throughout their lifetime. So maybe you experienced a shift in career or with a job. How did that go for you? Maybe you got a demotion or you got a promotion. Tonight we're going to be reminded of the time where Peter got a demotion, but then Jesus promoted him at the end. And this goes along with our acronym SCARS. The fourth letter in the acronym is restoration. The idea there is a promotion, and Jesus does that for Peter. He restores him completely and launches him in a whole new way, a whole new career, so to speak. Tonight's worship service is really simple. It's really a service of prayer and preaching and 2 songs. Just a couple items to note about that. The service can be followed in the insert that was in the back. There are 2 hymns tonight that we're going to sing. Cleanse Me, that is out of the other songbook, number 21. And Take My Life and Let It Be, that's in the green hymnal, Lutheran Book of Worship 406, verses 1 through 4. So you need to keep those handy. Thanks to Colleen for playing tonight and being with us. Next Wednesday is our last one, and we will do Hold an Evening Prayer in a week. So if you come back, we'll sing that together. Before we begin, I want to collect any prayers that are out there for tonight before we offer up prayer. I have a list of prayers. I'm just going to share them with you now. It was shared in circles. In fact, we uplifted this prayer this Sunday. We prayed for Levi Tunison. He's a 16-year-old in the Philomath Academy. I talked to Susan Halliday this afternoon, and this is information that can be shared. Levi went into a coma. He had a seizure, went into a coma, and we've been praying for him that there would be a recovery. And for whatever reason, God's timing is just not. God's timing is to call Levi home. And so they're taking him off life support today, and so in the next few days. It's been shared with the school district, and they're preparing counselors, but it's a big tragedy here in the town, so we're going to uplift the Tunison family. I know a few of you know that family, but we're going to need to rally around them and support that family. So that's one prayer. Also, we're going to uplift Jerry. He passed away, and last week, he was someone that I went to the hospital and visited, and he did pass away last week. Also, the brother of Ken Iverson, Curtis, passed away on Tuesday, so we want to uplift Ken and Betty and their family as they mourn Curtis's death. Also on our prayer list are people recovering from health concerns. I have Diane, Maggie, Elaine, and Patty Hawk. And one other prayer request is David Gunther. I got news that David Gunther is going to have eye surgery. It's really critical. He had an accident last weekend, and he's going to be going in for surgery next week. And so they've asked for prayers, too. I don't know the extent of the injury, but the surgery does sound pretty serious. So, yes. And Andrew. Yep, we can add Andrew. Any other names to share before we begin? Anybody else? Excellent. All right.